Daniel Cole stands outside Rock Bottom Brewery. He lifts a guitar from a case, positions a harmonica in front of his mouth, and straps a tambourine to his ankle. Now a one-man band, he's set to entertain an audience of whoever shows up.
A lot of times I just come down and play. I don't put a hat out or anything. I just play for the fun of it. I love playing outside. I love to take requests. I dream of being one of those metal people, but I'm like a human jukebox where you come and put the dollar in and you just say your song and I play 20 seconds of it.
Coles has been busking downtown for about 14 years, less consistently these days, now that he's married with kids. Tonight, though, he and a few other performers are getting a hand from the Downtown Busking Campaign, an effort to encourage street performance, receiving a small stipend while a bucket sporting the campaign's name sits at his feet, gathering any tips a passerby might provide. Coles launches into a version of Dylan's Buckets of Rain. Indie Fringe's Pauline Moffitt stands close by. Tonight, she's acting as the campaign's booking agent and promoter, popping into businesses to make sure each performer's presence is welcome. Moffitt says street performance gives cities a dynamic dimension.
Vibrant cities have vibrant street art, and we want to bring this to Indianapolis.
She says Indy is ripe for more street performers, but thinks people downtown aren't used to it. So one of the campaign's goals is normalizing street performance, helping people differentiate between busking and what some might consider panhandling.
It's as much an education program for the public as it is allowing the performers on the streets. It's spontaneous and it's fun.
On Georgia Street, the night's only rapping busker, Carlos, performs an improvised IU basketball fight song.
IU and me will be still on the grind. IU gon' shine.
At a table about 20 feet away, Kim Locke watches while sipping a glass of wine. She says having a diverse group of performers dotting the city's sidewalks gives the night downtown character.
You see things that you're not gonna see inside of a mall, and you know, from visitors, out of towners. If my kids were young, it's something that they're gonna see and learn, and whether it's juggling, singing, acting, it's cool.
Just south of Monument Circle, a man in 18th century pre-revolutionary clothing performs a magic trick, captivating a group of teenagers.
Put your other hand around it now.
He's Taylor Martin, or Rodney the Younger as he's known tonight. Placing a single sponge ball into a girl's hand, he asks her to close her fist, then reopen it, revealing two sponge balls and prompting a chorus of ahs.
You know, I have two in your hand just like that. There we go.
A magician by trade, Martin performs regularly at local theaters. He says wowing audiences is what keeps food on his table, but he also says performing gives him something else just as important as tips in a hat.
You know, what I get out of it is watching their mouths drop. Just on days when I'm feeling really, really rotten, I can go out and do a magic trick in a bar or on the street or somewhere, and all of a sudden somebody's just like, do that again. Or, you know, I'm the number one person in the world in their life at that moment.
As the teens disperse, Martin seeks out a new audience. Looking for a place to draw a bigger crowd, he climbs the steps surrounding the downtown monument and bellows to the crowd below.
Would you like to see another magic trick? Tumble in a little closer. Come on a little
closer. As people begin to gather, there again is Moffitt, marveling at Martin's ability to draw a crowd.
To gather a group around you and keep them engaged for 10 minutes is not that easy. And there isn't a great volume of people walking to and fro. So that takes a bit of patience and a bit of skill.
It's a skill she hopes the campaign instills in performers, so it might translate into more support for busking. Back on Washington Street, outside Rock Bottom, Daniel Coles echoes the thought, saying he hopes the public buys into the idea because, he says, something magical, almost primal, happens when the street, the artist, and the audience converge.
There's nothing like once you get in the groove on the street and suddenly people are stopping and dancing and singing. Maybe it's only comparable to like primitive musical rituals or something. There's nothing else that I can really compare it to.
And if the busking campaign succeeds, more of these rituals could be coming to a sidewalk near you. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.